Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg and co-host Green Diva Mizar share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Green Divas. Oh, our audience, they stopped so suddenly.
Well.
Interesting?
Because they're cued that way.
They are. Very, very obedient audience.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, welcome to the Green Divas radio show. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Mizar.
Silent Jess is recording, and so is our Silent Rob. Now we have Silent
now
Rob.
Now we have Silent Rob as well. But you just called him the Green Audio Tech Dude. What did you call him?
I called him the Green Audio Dude.
The Green Audio Dude. There you go.
My mic is messed up again. Where's my Green Audio Dude?
Well, yeah.
All right.
Damn, just when you need them.
I was all hunched over like a little humpback Green Diva there.
But I have to tell you folks, like, I got here today, of course, a very hot day in New Jersey. And
hot time in New Jersey.
Yeah, well, it's always a hot time in New Jersey. Anyway, so Megan and Rob are like running around, plugging things in, plugging things out, doing this, talking to Silent Jesse, trying to set up this whole new system. And I'm sitting here playing Candy Crush Saga, like not even paying attention.
Yeah, everybody is into this Candy Crush thing.
I keep
getting these ridiculous invitations, and I tell my friends, I love you. Don't send me invitations right. on Facebook. I really don't do that.
I won't do that either because I think that's intrusive. I mean, for a buck, you can get to the next level. I mean, you know, this is my second go around with this because I gave it up for a while. But, you know, it was nice to see you scrambling. And I felt truly like a green diva.
Nice to
just
see you scrambling.
Here,
did you hear that, Rob?
Just sitting here, kind of like waiting for it all to happen.
Nice to see you. I'm just the talent. She's got her. She literally has her feet up and everything.
You know, and you can fall. Having played that role,
yeah,
it's easy to fall into that
role.
Well, but,
you know,
I'm also day of the event, man. So
you're deserving.
I don't think so.
So anyway, it's just us today. Green Dude Ed is in Hawaii, and we'll get a report from him next week, I think.
Yeah. Wasn't he going to try to call in?
Yeah, you know, I just didn't set it up because I totally forgot. It's really just like what? Just left my head until this morning, and I thought, gee.
Well, all right.
I never did reach out to set that up with him.
You know, wouldn't it be funny if the phone rang? We'll see, because he knows, you know.
He could be paying attention and going, yeah, cool.
Doubt it. He's in Hawaii.
So I did some planting this weekend in between rain and, you know, thunderstorms and stuff.
And frigid temperatures.
Those are just a weird. And now it's 95 degrees out there.
I never complain about the cold, so I feel I have every single right to complain about the heat. I despise it.
So you want to hear why Gracie is made of steel?
Yeah, first let's talk about planting, because I did that as well, too. I know
it kind of segues into that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So do your thing.
Well, no, I put radishes in.
Yeah, really? Nice. Transplanted
my zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
Got the topsoil kind of spread in evenly. My tomatoes got frostbite.
Really?
Well, because they were outside, and while they were protected, I didn't get them one night when we had that cold snap a while back.
Yeah.
So two of them are kind of like...
Oh, well, listen. I have a deck full of tomato plants that are too many.
Please
take a couple.
Home.
Yeah.
But so I transplanted them twice, and now hopefully this last plant, you know, you take a big shovelful, you try not to disturb
the
roots.
Right.
And I talk to them. And I say, I do. Please.
Oh, I give mine energy, and I know it works because Wayne and I had a competition one year.
Really?
He was making fun of me because my little seedlings looked so little and kind of scary small and anemic.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I'm just going to go buy plants. You're crazy. And I said, oh, no, they're going to grow. Watch, they're going to grow. And so every morning I go out and I give them a little zzz energy. I swear to God.
You did like a Reiki thing on the...
I did like Reiki on my plants.
How do you do that?
I don't know if I really want to describe all the wacky ways and things, but you know, it's just that I kind of envision energy coming through me and I ask energy, you know, good,
okay.
Whatever. Anyway, so I did the, you know, and loved my plants.
Right.
And my plant was like a freaking sea monster.
It took
over the deck and his was like, So I know it works, man.
All right. Well, you know, I'm just going to have to try to energize my tomatoes.
And I've tried that experiment on different things, and I am always shocked.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Energize me. So I got most of my herbs and veggies planted in pots up on the deck primarily because I thought they would be safer. mm-hmm. until I went out the next day, and I have this kind of big rectangular pot with kale in it.
Yeah.
Something dug in a hole. Now, it didn't eat or take any kale.
It's just Mr. Squirrel or Mr. Chipmunk.
Well, I'm going to kick their little butts.
Yes, I have some netting for you if you want.
And anyway, and then it also went into one of my cilantro pots. I said, oh, no, not the cilantro. You can eat the kale, not the cilantro. So anyway, got the tomatoes out, and I bought some perennials.
Good, yeah.
And I bought a bunch of annuals. So they were my next level. And I got a bunch of the perennials in, and I got a bunch of seeds, I think we talked
mm-hmm,
about.
Yeah.
But I had this, you know, whole bunch of perennials I had kind of loaded down in the
bottom part of my favorite.
You know, the bottom part of my driveway there at the back door. It's kind of underneath.
Where you have those pallets, do I see compost bins coming out of those?
We already have those built on the side.
Very nice.
Those are for planters. We're going to actually do some planting in there. We bought some, you know, that net, the
paper, black paper.
No, weed paper. You know that?
Yes.
I don't know what it's called.
Weed paper. We'll just call it that. Not the type you roll, just the kind.
Anyway, you know, when you're down there, right? We drove the car down there, how high the deck is above the garage with the 3-foot wall above that.
Right.
So I'm carting the plants between there, through the little hallway, up to the deck, up the stairs to the deck. And they never gave me a box at the nursery. I'm so mad at these people. It's all their fault.
All right.
Just kidding. But anyway, so I had little individual plants, and I'm carting them up there all by myself, armfuls at a time. And the dog is on the deck. And my crazy dog. And I'd say, well, just wait, because I didn't want her, you know, that hallway's narrow. I didn't want to trip on her.
You can't see because your arms are full of stuff.
So I said, just stay on the deck. And I go back and forth and back. And the third trip, I'm down there picking up more stuff. And I look up, and she leapt off of the garage deck.
No.
20 foot at least down. And then, bam, lands on the driveway.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a horror scene. It was one of those scenes where, like, I couldn't sleep.
She jumped?
Jumped.
That's got to be...
Right. She was, like, beside herself. She thought I was leaving or something. And I'm like, but I came back 3 times. I kept telling you, I'm here. I'm going back and forth.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was, like...
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even believe she's okay.
Was she stunned?
She fell into a heap. And I mean, it was.
Oh, my word.
One of those things that I have to erase from my memory because it was so horrifying.
Yes.
So we take her to the doggy emergency room because, of course, it's Sunday. And,
ka-ching, 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 ka-ching.
You know, I mean, I felt her very carefully and there was nothing broken, but, you know. You never know with a dog exactly what's going on inside.
They can tell you.
And they can't say, my ribs, man, they're sticking into my lungs. I can't, you know, she can't tell me that.
Word.
So I take her there. As it turns out, she is made of steel. She thought she was a super dog. She has a sprained wrist, the equivalent of her wrist in the front paw, and a scraped up nose. I was like, really? Are you kidding me? That dog jumped 20 feet?
Okay, can you say puppy Prozac?
Oh, you betcha. So, that segues into a new product that we got that I happen to have asked, you know, responded to the PR, whatever, press release last
week.
Yes,
yes.
Called Licks for Dogs. And it's this new liquid vitamin, you know, homeopathic remedy.
Yes.
And they said, I said, please send me the Zen.
The Zen.
The Zen calming formula for dogs experiencing anxiety.
Oh, my word.
I'm like, oh, that would be Gracie.
Okay, Grace.
Poor Gracie. So, just broke that out today because, of course, she was on doggy. She got good drugs from the vet.
Well, yeah, the painkillers.
She got the Tramadol and the super, you know, anti-inflammatory.
The doggy downers.
Which, by the way, didn't keep her down, really. And I gave her a little extra because she's very active. And
your dog jumped off.
Well,
did you take
notice.
A picture? You've got to take
I did.
A picture and you got to post it so people can actually see.
Oh, yeah, I'll post it again. Now she you'll notice she's limping, but she's remarkably. Yeah, so we're getting trainer in. I was going to also the guy's name is John McWilliams, which I love.
Well, cuz yeah, maybe he'll give you a big, you know, family discount.
The distant cousin discount. Anyway, I had already lined him up. But now, you know, we're like, please help. Our dog is crazy.
You know what we'll do? We'll go down there. I will stand at the garage.
Yeah, wave.
And you can take a picture and so that people can get, relatively speaking, see how high it is.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. My crazy dog.
That's one crazy butt
dog. So that kind of, you know. Sunday became less about planting. And I still haven't gotten back to it because of what it was raining on Tuesday. And then yesterday, or no, I don't know, something happened. And then today I went out.
It was too hot.
And I was like, at 9:30 in the morning, I am dying out here.
I'm texting you. I had gotten up and I didn't get out of bed and I was lying there. And
so
I had sent you something and I'm texting Meg from bed.
Yeah. And I said, in bed?
Are you still in bed? Hoping that she would say, yes, but no, not to be. So then, of course, she goes, I'm suiting up. She said, suiting up to
Did
go
I say
out.
That?
In the, yes. Yeah. Suiting up to go out in the garden, which she did. And then came right back out because who knows why. It was hot.
Yeah.
You went right back in.
So, well,
but
I watered everybody.
You didn't inspire me to get out. So.
I watered everybody.
Yeah.
Well. I just said, you know what? There's no planting going on here. They're just going to go.
Yeah. Okay.
So I watered everybody and said, tonight maybe, tonight.
It's always good. Right before happy. Sun up and or right, you know.
Well, let me talk about what we have going on today.
Let's do
before
that.
We get too carried away. But I thank you for letting me tell my story about my super dog, who needs, you know,
doggy downers, Zen dog licks.
My crazy dog.
Oh, she's a nutcase.
Today we have GD correspondent Jenny Bradford, and she's in the Dallas, Texas area,
mm-hmm.
and she has gone to or had gone to the March Against Monsanto in Dallas.
Did you see the YouTube video?
I didn't. I saw the link to it,
yeah,
and
I
didn't get a chance to see it yet. But she did an interview and was very active down there. So I'm really looking forward to hearing, you know, and listen, frankly, if Dallas gets 1,000 people, I think that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So I agree with you. 1,000 people in Dallas and then 1,000 people in Houston, 1,000 people
in
St.
Dallas
Louis.
Just isn't the kind of place it's not like it's Austin, Texas, where I'm sure they got a few more. I mean, I'm impressed that many people in Dallas came out.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I just don't think of it as that progressive of a town.
Well, you think of it sort of as a glass metropolitan, you know, city.
Yeah.
And you don't really think of it as a
progressive
protest.
Yeah,
I agree with you 100%.
So I'm impressed.
Okay, good.
Then we have your DIY segment. I'm so excited to learn how to make my own tiki torches.
Oh, they're so great. I've done this for years, and this year, of course, because I had to post it, I went like all out. But we'll talk about that later.
Oh, I can't wait.
I did.
And then our feature interview is the wonderful Jeff Yeager, the ultimate cheapskate.
We love Jeff.
And Jeff has a new show on AARP. It's online.
Yes.
The Ultimate Cheapskate channel, I think.
It's a YouTube channel, I think,
right?
YouTube
channel.
Yes, it is.
And he's got another book coming out, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about saving money over the summer.
Good.
You know, because being cheap is green.
I
save the green while you're being green.
There's cheap and there's frugal. I prefer to be frugal.
I know, but he's fun. He's so funny.
Yeah.
And I watch some of his videos. They're great.
Good.
They're very, very informational, but they're fun to watch.
Well,
really
he's
cute.
Fun. He is
they're
fun.
Really cute graphics and music, and he's just so funny.
Good. You know, when he does the Today Show, not that I want to tell people to watch the Today Show, but he makes Matt Lauer wears funny hats. And he's funny. So, he's great. I'd love to meet him in person someday.
Yeah, I know. We have to do that.
Yeah,
we'll do that. When we start doing our TV show,
yes,
we'll have him on.
That's right. We're working towards
okay,
that,
I
folks.
Think we have... I think we have Jenny calling in.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that's
my
horrible.
Word.
Sorry.
Jenny?
Yes. Is this Megan?
It is. Thank you so much for calling us. I'm really excited to hear your voice. I see you on the Green Sister. She's one of the Green Sisters.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And you're also the name of your website. Your primary website is tell me what it is again.
It's Conscientious Confusion.
Thank you. Wanted to get it right.
It's hard to say and spell, but it's just the most accurate thing that I could think of.
Well, it's good. And it obviously, if the name fits. This is Mizar, Jenny. Nice to talk to you.
Hi. Good to meet you.
Well, I was watching your videos on YouTube about your Texas March.
Isn't that fun? Dolly does a great job of video. It really encourages me to do more video in the future.
Well, it's a lot of fun. Tell us about it and really the what started this whole thing out and how it grew and grew.
It's so amazing. I was really impressed by the turnout in Dallas because Dallas is not considered a green area, right? And I was heard a lot of different numbers. I think probably the most accurate is maybe 1,000 people. Although I went, it's probably over that, but that's, you know, the closest round number probably. Some people said 2,500, but I think that's too big. still, I was really encouraged that it was as big as it was.
Yep.
And there was a lot of steam on the Facebook page. You know, beforehand, we had an event. People were just talking a lot. And then afterwards, I mean, it's actually still going on the Facebook page, which is great because, you know, we just need to, that's kind of one of the messages that that she spoke about at the end of the march, is just that, you know, marching is not enough. What you need to do is continue to stay engaged and active.
Tell us, Jenny, who she is, because she's the one who sort of narrated, and then while you were driving, she was updating.
Valerie was the one that said that, but that was one of the organizers that told us that, but we totally agreed. Yeah, Valerie is from charmedvalerie.com, and she is a fashion blogger here in Dallas, and we've just done a lot of events together. Whenever there's Dallas bloggers, it's usually she, I, and a couple other bloggers always see each other there. And so we were both going without kids, which is very unusual for us. So we were very excited.
Yay.
Although there were a lot of children there. You know, it was a family event. It was great because there were a lot of strollers, a lot of kids holding signs saying, I'm not a science experiment, you know.
Aww.
And I can't remember if I got a picture of that on my Flickr set, but I think she did for sure. But it was really good to have the kids there. It just happened to be during our kids' nap time, so that's why we were there by ourselves.
That's fun. Now, the weather here was kind of cold and rainy. And it wasn't so conducive to a, you know, really fun, big crowd.
That's what I heard. It was really nice here. Of course, it gets warm here early.
Yeah.
So it was, I don't think it was 90. I think it was probably in the 80s, maybe, or maybe high 70s. But I feel like 80s is probably more accurate, yeah.
You must be used to that. Now you live near Dallas?
It's so weird the way Dallas is set up, and I don't want to, like, go off on a tangent and take your time. But some of our suburbs are actually... Like, the other side of my street is Dallas. This side is considered Richardson.
Okay.
And then the other side of the street is Dallas. So they don't, there's no break. There's no, like, driving to a suburb. You're just
in
here,
it.
And then all of a sudden, this is not Dallas anymore. So, but I'm very blessed. This is a good suburb. You know, we have a lot of people with backyard chickens in this area.
Great.
So it's more of a, that's kind of where we picked it. You know, it's kind of the more... small and kind of crunchier.
Nice.
Suburb, if you can have that
though. Well, I think that obviously you can because you're doing it, and I'm really glad that you are.
So, Jenny,
it's so good to see the others, yeah.
Having done this march, I mean, I'm not pretending that you got any feedback from the big wigs over at Monsanto, but do you think things like this will continue to make a difference or will make a difference?
I'm hoping that people around here, you know, hopefully have told their friends and neighbors when they did it so that we can spread the word that way, because unfortunately we did not have a lot of local media coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, there were no news trucks there.
I don't think there was a lot of national media coverage.
Right, and I've heard that, yeah, I've heard that from all the other cities as well. So
well, because the media, they have to bow to their advertisers, and I have no doubt that Monsanto in one way or the other is one of them. So that's a very uphill battle, uphill climb, as it were.
Right.
So
I did see, I don't remember if I sent this to you, I don't think I did, I haven't shared it on my Facebook page yet, but CNN did do a bit on it.
Yes, yeah.
Last day or so.
Yep.
I think it was 28th, and so today's the 30th, so 2 days ago.
Yep.
I just now saw that today online. So I was very encouraged by that. But yeah, there was no local media here, but I'm hoping at least just the fact that it was there, and some people had to leave and go do it on, you know, Memorial Day weekend, so hopefully they're speaking to people around them. Of course, I was planning on my social media channels with that, so I have a lot of local followers from Dallas Mom's Blog here in this area. I'm a contributing writer for them.
Okay.
So, that's where my local people come from mostly.
Well,
so hopefully we're at least, because people would think, why are you out there with signs and things like that in the first place? So hopefully that is part of it.
Well,
I
do have a question, and I think I would ask, why were you out there?
You know, I've never done a march before. It was very it was so weird. I mean, I don't know why I haven't. I guess there's not a lot of chance here in Dallas. But I was excited that people were all going to come in one place who actually knew what I was talking about, because I feel like a lot of times when I talk about things like GMOs or organic or pesticides or, you know, conventional medication and the issues there, all of these things, and I talk about them, and I'm just talking, either I'm getting a glazed look or I'm getting people just thinking, I don't have any idea what you're saying. So So I kind of went because I wanted to see the other people. I wanted to see the other people, but there are people here in my area that also care about this and know what I'm talking about and don't think I'm as crazy, maybe. So part of it was that. And then also I just believed in it. And I was like, oh, good, an opportunity to do this because we don't get this a lot here. It's not like we live in D.C., you know. And I feel like, especially our representatives, we saw the list. And, of course, all of our representatives from Texas voted for not label or voted against labeling.
Well, of course not.
GMOs. So, you know, when I can do something where I'm going to, like, feel like I'm, you know, getting some kind of voice, then I would definitely do it.
Well, and I guess I'm asking partially because I wanted to hear about, obviously, you know, we're all assuming that that you care about GMOs and the awareness that comes along with, you know, whether we should label them. Monsanto shouldn't be so well protected. I mean, just talk a little bit about your concerns with Monsanto.
Well, I definitely don't think that GMOs have been tested. I saw someone today, they posed the CNN, it was a CNN piece that mentioned Monsanto had put on their website, well, genetically altered foods have been around for 15 years. And I'm like, 15 years is nowhere near enough time to know what kind of long-term effects we're seeing. People thought cigarettes were okay for 15 years, you know?
Yeah, right.
So there's not been nearly enough research on that. And like anything else, like plastics, like anything that comes into our body doesn't recognize it, you know, it responds differently, and we aren't necessarily going to see that for a while. So I have big concerns about that, but my main concern is that we aren't being given the choice right now to know if we are consuming these things.
Yep.
And that's one of the main things that I promote on my blog is conscious living. So you're thinking about what you're doing and then you're making a choice.
Right.
So, I mean, even if you don't choose the same as me, that's fine. I just want to give you the information so that you know, okay, this is out here. What are you going to do about it? You know, you make your choice, but we don't have that ability right now. We don't, I mean, we have no idea what, even if we eat organic, obviously, as we've discussed recently.
Well, and that's hence
organic, yeah.
Hence the little signs with you know, kids. I've seen them in pictures of kids with signs saying, "I, you know, please don't use me as a guinea pig."
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of us are being used as guinea pigs because we don't know. And I'm shocked every day when I find out another product or another thing has GMO material in it.
Do you know, it's funny because I have a friend who was on Facebook and she said, I have to rant. She has a beautiful garden and she was planting garlic or had bought garlic. You have to plant garlic in the fall. But she had bought garlic, product of China. She was appalled.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
like,
how do we know? They were poisoning our pets with their dog food.
Yeah.
You know? And so she went on a real rant about it.
So do me a favor, Jenny, and say your website again.
It's conscientious. So think of con, science, conscientious.
Yep.
Confusion.com.
It's great. It's a great website. I was there today looking around. I've been there before. Also, the Green Sisterhood, which is how we've met.
Mm-hmm. And yes, I'm so excited. I hope at some point we get to meet in real life.
I know. In the meantime, it's great to hear your voice, and we'll look forward to having you back again.
Great. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
And thanks, Jenny,
for having me.
All
have
right.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Jen.
Bye.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Well, let's take a quickie break. That was good.
Yeah, I was impressed with the, like, we had said it, and she also said that Dallas's turnout was impressive.
Well, you know, and if Dallas is 1,000, then I don't know what the numbers were for New Jersey and New Brunswick. We'll have to look it up.
We should.
Okay, stay tuned, folks. We got lots coming up.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
Want to help your pets go green? Some fun and useful ideas coming up in a moment. I want Green Diva nails without all the nasty toxic chemicals.
I've got the solution. I just tried this G2 Organics non-toxic odor-free nail polish and remover. Did I mention odor-free? Look at my gorgeous toes. And you should see the colors. The colors are great. And the best part? Each one comes with its cool little touch-up tube.
And I guess since it doesn't smell, you can whip it out anywhere. The touch-up tube, I mean. Find out more at G2Organics.com. If you have a dog, cat, bird, horse, ferret, or other living creature from the animal kingdom that you share your life and home with, you'll want to learn about natural pet care products that are not only safer for your furry or feathered friend, but also easier on the environment too. Here are some websites and blogs that I recommend. For safe, natural, and earth-friendly toys and treats, westpawdesign.com. For an amazing array of eco-friendly pet products, ecopets.com. For news on a variety of natural pet ideas and products, care2.com. For great in-depth stories on all things pets, petnewsandviews.com.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, and you're listening to Green Divas Radio, and you're loving your life.
Reduce, recycle, reuse, and if you're feeling creative, repurpose. Repurposing is one of Green Diva Mizar's favorite DIY things to do, and it's fun.
It's always fun. Megan, do you realize that every time I go into this, I start up with a song? Like every DIY dadgummit segment I have, I can sing about.
That's so cute.
Like this would be.
Well, you do that to Ed's segments too. You always open up with a song.
Well, you know, and I used to drive my kids crazy. They'd say something, and I'd just break into song with that. It's actually a lot of fun.
And most of your songs are from like the 60s. But
are you dating me? Chick?
No. But no, not on purpose. You just have a thing for some of those.
Well, I just think it's fun. Like for instance, today it would be either "You Light Up My Life."
Okay, yeah, that was not sex.
Summertime. Okay. All right. I know that we've completely lost our audience. I did this week, what I have done many times in the past. I am a sucker for tiki torches.
Yeah,
and
me
for
too.
Lights around the garden and mm-hmm. for whatever weather. Now, I used to live on a lake, and it was so beautiful to see these torches all along the lake and everything. And I just love them. I just didn't like buying them because if they broke or what have you, I mean, why buy them when you can make them? Of course, people.
This is Mizar's motto.
Actually,
should be.
Why buy when you can make? You're right. We'll have to work. We'll have to craft that a little bit.
Yeah. I'm writing it down.
So do that. Good, because I'll forget at this point in my life. So I've taken bottles. Now, you can use wine bottles. They're kind of big. Or you can use sort of small shooter beer bottles like the Rolling Rock or even the Budweiser bottles.
If you drink.
Or I have taken some bottles that my daughter had gotten.
I used to drink Rolling Rock.
Oh, really?
Way long time ago. I'm over it.
Well, good.
I just brought back like this
really?
Memory of a refrigerator filled with Rolling Rock.
Really? And I never liked beer, and I still am not a fan, and I only drank it in order to nurse my babies
better. My boyfriend was a fan of it. I'm over it.
Okay. So anyway, you can get any size bottles. I took some of these little bottles that my daughter had gotten some bath stinky stuff in, you know, but that happened to be glass. And I have one particularly favorite bottle, which had a mandarin. It was like a limoncello, but made with mandarincello. It's a beautiful
really?
Bottle. Wait till you see. So here's, it's all you need. Bottles. Mm-hmm. You need cotton string, mm-hmm. washers, and nuts with different size openings.
Really?
That's it. Oh, you need some boric acid, which is borax,
okay.
and salt. And all you have to do is first you make the salt, you mix the salt and borax and water.
Okay.
You soak what are going to be your wicks, because you make your wicks too. You soak them
and
for about 12 hours.
And that's the string
hours.
That you talked about,
yes,
cotton string?
It's got to be cotton.
Okay.
This year I also experimented with the handles of those brown paper bags.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Really?
Fabulous.
Which is like twisted up paper?
Fabulous.
Right? Okay.
Absolutely fabulous. And it's less tedious to make. It's just a great way to do it.
Okay.
Let them dry. I mean, some folks will tell you to go let them dry 5 days, let them dry 6 days. Just make sure they're completely dry.
Okay.
Braid them together, especially if you're using small cotton string or whatever. Then you're going to take your washers and you're going to find the one that covers the top of the bottle and you're going to build incrementally, closing the size of the opening with the different washers or nuts. You'll see it on the.
Okay.
It's very self-explanatory when you go to thegreendivas.com.
Thank you.
Which Megan will post later on today. And you put that in there, put your torch fuel in there, and voila.
And the torch fuel being what, kerosene? Or?
Well, now, there is the tiki
lighter
torch
fluid.
Fuel. Well, no. They do sell tiki torch
fuel. Yeah, they do.
Fuel. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Comes in plastic.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
It's like $10 or $12 a gallon. It's not cheap. So, of course, I got to find my own recipes, which I did.
Oh.
One
and
with,
you shared that with us
yes,
in the tutorial.
One I tried with alcohol. I think I failed because I doctored it. And I guess when it comes to tiki torch fuel, you really shouldn't doctor it.
Nah.
So I'm going to go back and retry it again. And I admitted my mistake in the blog. And then I found one that you can make with mineral oil.
Okay.
And one that you can make with vegetable oil. Mm-hmm. And it's easy peasy.
So for all of these instructions, and you've been very detailed just in describing it, I can't wait to try this. We're going to go to thegreendivas.com
yes.
tomorrow.
Yes.
To get this full explanation and tutorial,
yeah.
which, you know, you've been really good at doing that.
Well, I just love this. I've been doing it for years, and it's just a great way to light up your life.
Okay, stay tuned, folks. We're going out. Hold on.
For step-by-step instructions on this DIY project and to find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcasts, visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.
All right.
I could have said light my fire, too.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
But I don't like that song.
Ray Manzarek died last week.
Yes, he did. Oh, we talked about it.
Did we? Did we talk about it last week?
We did.
Okay, all right. A few brain cells of mine went with him, apparently.
Or with all that rolling rock, but I don't know.
Oh, I know. And you know, I haven't had a rolling rock in 24 years, and it's
good.
Still like
good.
Completely, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Sad, isn't it?
No. It's the way it is.
No, that I like rolling rock, I think. It's sad. But anyway, so we've got other exciting things coming up this summer. We got an invite to go
yes.
to Ford Detroit again this summer for a Go Future. It's sort of their you know, it's a little bit different than the Detroit Auto Show that we went to. And was that in December when we went, or January?
It was January.
Yeah.
January, yeah.
So I'm pretty excited. I'm sad that you won't be able to go along with me.
I can't.
It won't be the same without me.
Well, because we have a good time.
We do.
We really do. You don't know your friends until you either A, live with them, or B, vacation with them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's tried and true, right?
Yeah.
Now, while it wasn't necessarily a vacation, it was a couple days off out of the house in a hotel.
And we were like glued together,
and
really.
And it was like, fun.
Yeah, we had a good time.
We made jokes.
We made friends.
Exactly.
So I wonder, I know Seth is going. I don't know if any of our green sisters are going. I have to ask Karen and Anna
yeah.
to see who's going.
I'm
going to
be in Toronto. Because
Toronto.
My husband's middle son is graduating high school.
Well, you got to go.
Well,
he's
course.
A stepson.
Well, we always call him son.
That's
you know,
good. That's good.
It's just a step is a weird. Yes, step is, just means one step removed, but he's still a son.
Well, that's good.
Not necessarily my biological, but he's still, you know, my son. So we're going to do that. And
all right.
I really want to go. But
so that's in June. We got Ford Fun. And then in July, I am participating.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
In the Toyota.
I am so jealous.
I just got the invitation and the confirmation that they're going to include me. The Toyota Plug-in MPG Challenge.
Yes.
And they're going to send me a Prius plug-in to drive for 30 days.
30 days.
And I'll be competing with other people in the New York City area. It's this sort of, you know, New York area.
No, but competing how? What is this, rack up miles? Or?
To see who gets the best mileage. And I'm telling you, I'm going to win. Because I'm good at this. When I'm good at this.
When somebody throws down the gauntlet, you run with it, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not always that competitive, but I know that I'm good at because when I've been trying these plugins, as you know,
right?
And it's been my challenge to learn and understand how to drive these things to get the high. And so I've had this personal challenge. You know, how high can I make the mileage on this? And I drove that Volt without. Any gas? I used no gas.
Not
an ounce of gas.
Okay, so
for an entire week.
It's a total. This Prius is total plug-in, no gas. Or does it have gas?
It has gas. It's a hybrid, and it's not about not using gas. It's about getting the best gas mileage. So it's kind of how you one thing I've learned about trying all these different plug-in cars is that you have to retrain yourself. You know, you use your brakes a certain way and you get some more charge out of that.
I see many trips to the Jersey Shore for Megan in July.
Let me see how this works.
Yeah, let's see. Well, I think I'll go to Sandy Hook today. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, load
it up. I am really excited about that. And what else?
Yeah,
I'm
totally jealous.
I know. Well, we'll play. We'll play together.
Oh, I know we will. But I think that would just be so, so much fun to do that. Maybe they need another driver. Except I don't want to compete against you.
Yeah, we got to be on the same team. Man.
We're always on the same team. So the challenge. What do they do? They then that who win when they win when
oh,
you
okay.
win when
see
how
good
positive
question.
I am
yes.
when you win
not if you win
no when you win what happens Green Diva Meg?
They donate money to your favorite charity or charity of my choice. So I have to find a charity and I'm open to suggestions if anybody wants to make any.
Do not choose the World Wildlife Fund.
No, really.
It's a front for Monsanto. Just thought I'd put that out there.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
that's
cute horrifying.
Panda is a front for Monsanto. So, blech on
that's
that
It's really
one.
Upsetting.
Well, I learned that from
I wouldn't
Marnie
have chosen
Viff.
Them anyway, but
I know.
Oh, really?
You know Marnie Viff.
Yeah, from the Mountain Lakes Co-op.
She's the co-op. She runs that whole, maybe we should actually have her call in one day.
No, just come in. She's like right in the town next door.
That's right. She's a stone's throw away. And she told me that, and I couldn't believe it. And I thought, dadgum, you know, why couldn't I believe that? It seems so plausible that a big company like that would have its PR machine running like that. So how much money?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I don't think they divulge that. I think things are still, I'm still getting information. I just got the invitation today, and then I said, yes, I would do that. I said, oh, it sounds like a gas. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, kilowatt. And they wrote back, okay, you're in. Sappy
so
joke from Green
we're
Diva.
We're thinking about charities now. Let's think. Obviously, it'll be something green-centric.
Yeah. You know, like some of my favorite charities. Now, I have a couple of ideas. Like, I like local stuff.
Well,
I really
that's
like...
That's just it. Do you have to give local? Are you constricted
know.
To giving local? Or
they
can
didn't,
you do
I,
national?
They didn't give
or?
Me any parameters. You know, because like local, I might do something like... New York has a fantastic... food pantry. I can't think of the name of it at the moment.
You know, I'll tell you right in a minute. Now it went out of my head.
But,
it's right
but you
here.
Know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
And nationally, there's a food pantry called, I think, Second Harvest, which I really like.
Yes, but I think that's New York, too.
Okay. Second Harvest. You know, so something like, I love Heifer International.
That's good, too.
I love giving goats to people. Well, you know what I mean? Like, nothing. I did that one Christmas. Everybody in my family got, like, a cow or a goat or a goose, you know.
I love that.
And,
we did that through the church, in a church of Mountain Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Did that as well. A lot of churches do that.
So, you know,
thing.
There's stuff like that. Or there's an animal. Maybe I'll do an animal shelter
well,
thing. Maybe
locally,
11th Hour.
Well,
11th
yeah.
Hour where we got our Gracie.
There you go. I mean, I'm thinking for whatever reason.
And by the way, that that Zen stuff.
Yeah?
It's working.
Is she knocked out?
She's like conked out down there. I just said her name. She didn't even budge. Note to self. Give her Zen.
I'd love to know the ingredients.
Well, it's homeopathic. Let's see if they say anything about the ingredients in
yeah.
here. While we're being, you know, kind of all over the place.
Yeah, a bit.
No, doesn't say. And I don't have I just have the sort of press release that lists them. And
okay.
you're going to try the joint and heart signature formula for your woofie.
For Roxy Rudel.
Roxy Rudel.
Who's the real doodle. Roxy Rudel.
Roxy Rudel.
Doodle, yeah. All right, so local charities that are green. Well, you know, folks, go to our Facebook page, which is Green Divas Radio Show.
Oh, my gosh,
Facebook.
You're so good.
Oh, man. You know, I've been doing this for many years. And give us suggestions. You
yeah,
know, local charities
mm-hmm.
in Jersey or the tri-state areas, or, you know, we wouldn't mind even because we are a team.
yeah, we are.
Just give us your suggestions, and that would be a lot of fun, too, to see, you know, lots of people, especially during these kind of rough, icky financial times.
Yeah, exactly.
That need help. Jersey Shore, although
well,
they're doing
I guess
pretty
we could well. We could be contributing to Sandy, or we could be thinking about... the tornado victims in Oklahoma.
That too.
You know, there's so many things.
Yeah.
It's kind of exciting to think about the idea of doing this for somebody else.
Go win, Megan.
It makes me want to win even more.
You're going to win.
Yes.
All right. So don't forget, folks, the Facebook page is Green Divas Radio Show.
Like us.
Like us and give us your suggestion for the money. Where should it go?
Where the money go?
Yeah. We'll show them the money.
Show them the money.
Right.
I think we have Jeff Yeager calling in.
Oh, we love Jeff Yeager.
He's so much fun.
Yeah.
He makes being cheap fun.
Frugal.
But he likes being a cheapskate. That's his gig.
I know.
Call him cheap.
I know. I'll call him cheap. So we'll just say, hey, cheapo.
Let's get him on the air. Jeff?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Now, tell me the name again of your YouTube channel, because I forgot it and I didn't write it down.
It's called the show is called The Cheap Life with me, Jeff Yeager.
The Cheap Life with Jeff Yeager.
So if you go to YouTube and if you search for my name, or it's actually YouTube/Cheap Life channel.
There you go. And I watched some of them today and I really, really liked it. And I'm jealous because they're so good.
Well, I'm really pleased with them. Frankly, it's a lot of work.
I know. But you make it look like fun.
Well, yeah. It's just very long days for
I know.
My age. So.
Oh, come on.
Stop it. Jeff, yeah. Come on.
He's got to be like our age, which is young and youthful.
No, yes. You know, they're produced by AARP.
Yeah.
Which is kind of surprising because, I mean, AARP doesn't really plug itself via the show. But there's a lot of people who work on the show, and the three of us, we have physically the hardest jobs. That would be the cameraman, who's always climbing ladders and stuff,
yeah.
The prop person, and myself. The three physical hardest jobs go to the only three people in the crew who are actually AARP members.
Now we know that Jeff is over 50, so, I mean, that's a club. Everybody joins at 50.
Well, actually, I just joined this year, guys. I did.
Everybody else is like 20-something.
And you know what's funny? We are so darn cool, and I have some producers that have been nudging me for like a year. You got to get with AARP, man. I think they'd love you. And I'm like, really? You know, okay. At first I was insulted. Now I'm all like, I'm looking at what you're doing and thinking, he's having a ball.
Yeah, it's a great organization.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, actually. So I'm kind of, I'm easing into this whole thing.
Well, congratulations, Mike.
Yeah. So now, and now you have a new book coming?
Actually, I've released two books in the last year.
God, when do you have time?
Yes.
When he's not climbing ladders.
Busy cheapskate. So I released a book called Don't Throw That Away. It's an e-book original from Random House.
Uh-huh.
And then my most recent is called How to Retire the Cheapskate Way. It came out in January of this year.
Well, that Don't Throw It Away is bizarre.
My eyes lit up.
Yeah.
We're cleaning out the garage as we speak. So right now, in the middle of May or at the end of May, I have an artificial Christmas tree, which is going to restore because I refuse to throw it away.
Yeah.
And then I have my wood pile in the side of the garage that I know I'm going to need when I need to do a project.
Of course.
And I have all this stuff. So I'm actually going to have to get that book because I always look for new ideas, Jeff, for sure.
Well, as a friend of mine once said about me, Yeager's never met a piece of scrap lumber he didn't love.
Me too. Boy,
I can't bear to throw it away.
Oh,
you know,
me too.
And then if I do ever throw it away, you know, like a week later, I'm thinking that would have been the perfect piece of scrap lumber.
Why is it that happens when you've had something for 5 bloody years and you're like, okay, all right, I give up and I'm going to throw it out. Then 2 weeks later, you're like, oh, wow, I need that exact thing.
Yeah. Well,
it's proof that there is at work in the universe some sort of cheapskate intelligent
design. That's funny.
And we know who's fostering it, don't we, Jeff?
That's funny. Right,
really funny. The thing is, mine is leftover flooring and it's bamboo, so it's rock
really?
Hard. Oh,
wow.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Well, if you need some, Jeff, you know, just call me.
I will. Okay. That's what we should do is create some sort of listserv online to...
Wait a minute,
the extra lumber listserv.
The extra lumber
this
project.
This is a really good idea. Sort of like a free cycle for lumber.
Right, yeah.
Like a lumber cycle or something.
Wow. There you go. Okay. Somebody better trademark it and get the URL right now.
Right now.
So, Jeff, what else is going on this summer? I know you have some tips for how to have a you know, as Mizar would say, a more frugal summer.
Sure. I mean, summertime and the living is cheap as far as I'm concerned.
You see, and that's
why...
You know,
I'm having a bit of wall and anxiety disorder about air conditioning costs. Now, here at the house of cheap, we only have a window unit or two. Not the whole house. But, you know, it really is just a huge expense, the air conditioning and... you know, if the average family were to turn down the air conditioner by 3 degrees and also turn down their water heater to 110 or 120
right.
degrees, they'd save about $500 during the course of the year.
Well, so, and not only you're saving money, but then I will just throw in that you're saving energy and energy usage, which is less coal or whatever, you know, CO2.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, so, but there's so many great, you know, I've been writing a lot for my blog on AARP and some columns for them. Crazy stuff, like, you know, if you live in the country or suburb where you're fighting mosquitoes, did you know that you can take leftover coffee grounds, sprinkle them in standing water if you have puddles or whatever, and that'll prevent mosquitoes?
Oh, really? Because outside right now.
I have a big container, because we drink a lot of espresso, so we're constantly emptying that thing, of just coffee grounds. I give Starbucks a run for its money with how many coffee grounds. Oh, listen.
Well, and speaking of that, Starbucks gives away, you know, bagfuls of coffee grounds for free.
Yeah,
at this time
of
year.
You know, they're great for the garden. I mean, they're high in nitrogen, so you can compost them or you can sprinkle them on the soil. If you sprinkle them on the soil, they also deter slugs and the other garden pests. You can also just soak coffee grounds in water and use that brew, if you will. These are used coffee grounds as either a mosquito spray for vegetation or...
Don't tell me to spray it on me.
Well, actually, you can use coffee grounds to dye your hair, as well as potato peels.
Yes. My sister actually wrote about that, and I must confess that is the most hits we ever get. To this day, it's like a year and a half old, that site on coloring your hair naturally, and she mentioned coffee
grounds.
Well,
you can bleach
grounds.
It naturally with lemon, too.
Oh, she had like 10 different things, 10 ways, and that was one of them.
Hey, Jeff, have you ever heard of this? I came into the studio today, and I said to Megan... because there's some pennies here on the board here on the desk, and I said to Megan, did you know that you can take a plastic bag, fill it with water, put 3 pennies in it, and they were precise, 3 pennies, and
not
like
two, not one.
Well, that's what they
but
said.
Three.
Okay. And you hang this like over your picnic table, and it keeps the flies away.
Yeah, you know, I've seen that a lot, and I have to get some experiments going here in the Ultimate Cheapskate Lab. It seems to be almost like a folklore thing. I'm not saying there's no science to it, and of course, much of what I write about has no science behind it anyhow, but I've seen that. That's really really interesting. I have to research that. Here's one a lot of people don't know with summertime tip, which is if you have a leftover used fabric softener sheets, you can hang them adjacent to an outdoor light. Try not to have it touch the light, but just adjacent to the outdoor light, and it'll deter moths and mosquitoes at night.
Ooh, anything to deter the mosquitoes. Well, you could be like me and have a bat condo in your attic, and, you know, that
They'll
helps
take
a
care
lot.
Of that, too, exactly, except that you've got to be careful with those bats. So use dryer sheets. I don't use dryer sheets.
Yeah, it's one of the... I will have been married 30 years next week.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Or as my wife says, 3 good years, not all at once. Mind you. It's one of the few disputes we've had during our marriage, which is probably a sign of why we stayed together so long. It has to do with dryer sheets. I don't believe in them. Denise has to have them. I mean, one, use them more than once, contrary to what the instructions say. Use them once and throw them. Again, the instructions are written by people who are in the business.
They want you to buy more.
Dryer sheets. But, you know, there's a lot of things you can do with them to repurpose them.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
You know, I hear, too, that it'll also deter... hornets and bees from coming around a person if you put one in your pocket.
Yeah, they're also, one of the things I like to do with them, and this is a summertime tip, is if you have, as I do, massive bookshelves, if you take a used dryer sheet and put it between every couple volumes, it really does keep that mold and mildew from developing.
Really?
Yeah, and on books. But also, you can put them, they're like mothballs. You can put them, like, in closed-in storage or whatever.
Okay.
I'm all in favor of dryer sheets for everything other than putting them in the dryer.
Well, now there you have it. And as long as you and Mrs. Cheapskate get along about that, you're fine, I guess, right?
Yes, so that's the secret to our marriage.
Yeah. Seriously, if
that's
like...
If we're fighting about dryer sheets and that's it, then that's a good...
That's what I was about to say. If that's what you're fighting about, like, you know, you're doing all right, and she's...
Okay, what else, Jeff? Because I'm taking copious notes here.
Well, you know, a lot of... I'm big on... And this is... Certainly the overlap between living green and living cheap is lawn care. I mean, we are lawn crazy in the United States. We spend more than $500 per household on lawn care. It's so hard on the environment with all the water and the pesticides and herbicides and everything else.
Yeah.
A couple quick tips. One, just give up on it and mulch over half your yard.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
Yeah, or do a vegetable garden.
Oh, my God.
You
know what?
I hate grass. I just think it's unnatural to have these beautiful, lush green lawns. Yes, they look good, but just whatever.
Well, we're so crazy about it in the United States. I was researching recently that it's the equivalent of lawn space in the United States. Lawn space in the United States is the single largest irrigated crop, if you will.
Oh, my.
So it's bigger than corn or soybeans or anything else.
Well,
it's enough. We cultivate enough lawn to cover the states of South Carolina, West Virginia, and Maryland. Of course, I live in Maryland, and sometimes it feels, when I'm mowing the lawn, it feels like I'm mowing the whole state.
Well, you know what I do, too, Jeff? I don't use pesticides. I don't use fertilizers. I just let it be.
Yep,
but before the dandelion flowers come out, is I'll harvest the leaves and I'll eat them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, eat your lawn, for God's sake.
Yeah, eat your lawn.
Well, one of my favorite...
You know, and speaking of fertilizers, I mean, if you want to have some lawn, even if you just use a mulching lawnmower, which is most power mowers are mulching, self-mulching now,
right.
That alone, by leaving the clippings on the grass, will provide more than 50% of the nutrients your lawn needs. So, and the typical lawn needs only 2 inches of water per week. So get yourself a simple rain gauge, keep track of how much water's coming down naturally, and then top it off if you have to water.
But the beauty of grass, because here in New Jersey we've had some fairly severe droughts in recent years, it goes dormant. Even if it turns yellow, it's not dead. It'll come back. So you're right. Grass doesn't need that much water.
Yeah, and I personally just think that, you know, we're so hooked on these massive spreads of lawn in the United States. When you travel the world, you see they're doing much more interesting and eco-friendly and economical approaches all everywhere else.
Yeah, one of my favorite books that I reviewed a while ago was this kind of funky book called Grow Food, Not Lawns.
Something like that, yes.
And it had all these great illustrations, but it was just a really basic... I'm still trying to convince my husband, who's of that... I don't know what school it is, but he believes that you should have a green lawn in the front and the garden in the back. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know.
But the sun is in the front.
Yeah, right. And actually,
And again, that whole movement, which is huge now, I mean, grow food, not lawns, is based on the very simple premise that wherever you can grow a good lawn, you can grow a good garden.
Exactly.
And also, there are certain parts of most people's yards that you can't grow decent grass. So give up on it.
I love it.
Mulch it over. Grow a low maintenance ground cover.
Yeah.
Give up on it rather than reseeding.
I'm so happy you say that.
Well, one of the things that upsets me is that, you know, I don't use pesticides on my yard, but, you know, my neighbors do.
Yeah.
And I'm walking my dog, and I can smell the pesticides, and I see the little sign, and I got to walk. My dog wants to walk in there, and it... Not only is that upsetting, but in a lot of areas around here, we have aquifers, and so it all goes into the ground and it's going into my water.
It absolutely does.
Sure.
And, you know, you can get me czar going on the whole water thing. But
yes. I'll be good. All right, what else?
Here's a quick tip for your listeners, which is a Cheapskate original. Keep a 5 or even 10-pound bag of rice in the freezer during the summer and use it as a chilly pillow to help you fall asleep at night. It stays cold for a long period of time. You don't have to turn on the air conditioning.
Oh, because if you put it around...
have weird dreams about sushi, but I can't... Oh,
but you know what?
I can't be responsible for side effects of...
That is funny.
So use at your own risk is what you're saying. But sushi is not such a bad thing.
It's like the advice I give about using potato peels to dye your hair. I mean, it really works, but you may have an inordinate urge to pour gravy on your head.
or ketchup, you know.
Yeah. Sour cream.
No, I mean,
whatever.
You have to draw the, this is a litigious society we live in.
right. You gotta
Disclaimer.
Qualify that remark.
No, but that's a good idea, though, because they say if you keep your neck cool, that it sort of lowers your body
temperature.
That
your wrists. Because your main arteries or whatever are in your wrists and your neck,
yeah.
I guess.
Neck and wrists. And a great repurposing tip is if you have that holy sock or socks, you know, make them in the wristbands that you put, you dampen, keep them in the freezer, and slip them on your wrist when you're really warm.
Yeah, well, I use socks. I have soap socks. One of the first things we talked about on the air here were soap socks. I just take all my slivers of bar soap, put it in one of my son's old camp socks, and I have a great exfoliating scrubber in the shower.
Yeah. Exfoliating?
What did I say?
Exfoliating.
No, exfoliating.
Okay, I thought this was what you meant.
Whatever. Just helping.
Exfoliating is the virtual form of
it. Thank you, Jeff. You made me sound smart now.
There you go. She's made up a new thing. I love it.
But lots of summertime tips.
What else? What else? We have a few more minutes. What else you got?
Give us one more.
Well, you know, a couple of things. You know, there are some good values to be had during the summer. I mean, this is the best time of year right now. Go shopping for ketchup right now. Trust me, this is the best time to buy ketchup.
Really?
And some things you might not think about, like jewelry. If you're going to buy jewelry, is generally a good deal in July.
Because it's not Christmas?
And it's not Mother's Day?
This guy, Mark DiVincenzo, who wrote that book, Buy Ketchup, in May and Fly at Noon, is a friend of mine. And he has fascinating stuff. July is one of the few months that doesn't have a holiday in it, so jewelers tend to discount jewelry. I do a lot on, of course, saving on gasoline, and you know those window visors that you buy for your windshield really pay for themselves. I mean, they're a cheap thing to buy, but they deflect the sunlight when you're parked in the sun, and that really cuts down on the amount you need to blast the air conditioning when you're driving. And speaking of driving and air conditioning, I've researched this a lot. In general, it's better to drive with the windows rolled down when you're in town and traveling at low rates of speed. When you're cruising down the highway on an open highway, it pays to roll up the windows and use the air conditioning then, because the wind resistance created by having the windows down offsets the
same. I had heard that.
This is one of the sort of great conundrums of cheapskate life, and I think I've solved it.
Oh. I cannot imagine a cheapskate having a conundrum. But really.
We have very cheap conundrums.
Well, yes, but, you know, I would think that they're readily solvable.
Jeff, I'm so glad you were able to call. You're leaving town, I think. I understand.
Yeah, we're going away for a bit and doing some traveling cheapskate style.
Aw, well, enjoy and happy anniversary, and thanks for taking time to call us.
Thanks, and tune into my show again, The Cheap Life on YouTube.
And we will put that post, that link on our site.
Right.
Absolutely.
Really,
and
that.
Jeff, you have to promise us when next time you're in New York doing the circuit that we either get together for a little cheapskate soiree, or that you come into our studio.
Oh, we'd love to have
you
here.
Would you think about doing that for
with
us?
Oh, I'd love to do that. That would be a lot of fun.
That would be great.
Always, you're two of my favorite hosts.
Oh, well, you're our favorite cheapskate. How's that?
Well, I'll be your cheapskate then.
Oh, thanks.
Well, have a good summer, but stay cheap.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff.
Bye-bye, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
He's so much fun.
Love him.
Well, all right. So, listen, I'm going to... I took notes. You took notes. And we don't have Gina this week, our wonderful, helpful producer who will be helping us next week.
Okay.
So I have to do all this. And so tomorrow, between now and tomorrow, I will get this all done.
Yeah.
So people can find out more about Jeff, his new show.
I'm so
envious. The Cheap Life.
I am so envious that
it's so you. It's so you.
Really. I mean, I'd like to live with Jeff for just about a month and just learn new things.
That's
funny.
I wonder how his wife would feel about that. In the meantime, the Uncle Buggy
Jeff and his wife.
The Uncle Buggy. Well, there you go. Now we're talking big love. Uncle Buggy shows coming up. Remember, if you're listening and you want to stay listening, and you do want to stay listening for some great music, reset your browser after we tune out. But have a great green week.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes,
Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.